Sessions, Trump Federal Judicial Appointments Unmatched by Even Reagan, Bush 43. By Jeff Poor on May 21, 2020. Earlier this week, the Senate voted to confirm Anna Monasco by a 71-21 vote in the U.S. Senate to be a federal district judge for the Northern District of Alabama, the home state of former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Sessions, a candidate for the U.S. Senate in Alabama, said during an interview on Huntsville Radio's WVNN on Wednesday he saw that as a critical attribute of Donald Trump's presidency to highlight, which he said has gone beyond even what former Presidents Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush were able to accomplish with judicial appointments during their presidency. People need to know, and I think it made a big difference in the last election. People need to know that presidents appoint all the federal judges, Sessions said. These add up. There's some 600 of them. A bad federal judge can really disrupt things. They're activists. They don't stay in their lane. They want to affect policy. They abuse the powers of their office, which are great. Senator Richard Shelby and I worked hard, and others have made sure we identify highly talented people who will like the job of being in court, reading briefs, writing opinions and do those things well with good principles, and understand that they serve under the Constitution, not above it. They're subject to the law. They have to follow the law, support the law, not make it. Those are the kind of things that are really, really exciting. President Trump has just done a fabulous job. I would say, people thought Ronald Reagan appointed great judges, he continued. And he did. George Bush put some good ones in. But I don't think any of them match the quality of the nominees that Donald Trump has put out. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.